निरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साधुयितं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। नारायण नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत जय मुदरेत मुखं करोति वासलं पंगुलं हैतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुजनतरणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपतिकृष्णं। सो टुडे लिसन फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट नंबर 35 एंड 36। What is here? Thiya Rajan. Then we'll read both the verses. Devarsipiti Gandharva Hindi is not written, you can chant, no problem. देवर्षिपितिर्गन्धर्व सिद्धचारणपनगा किन्नरप्सरस्मर्त्या खगाभूतानि अनेकाशा यज्ञेश्वरधियाराज्ञा वाग्मितांजलिभक्तिता सभाजिदजु सर्वे वैकुण्ठानुगतास्ततः यज्ञेश्वरधियाराज्ञा वाग्मितांजलिभक्तिता सभाजिदजु सर्वे वैकुण्ठानुगतास्ततः। माताजी Translation by Srila Prabhupada. King Prithu worshipped the demigods, the great sages, the inhabitants of Pitriloka, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, and those of Siddha Loka, Charana Loka, Panaga Loka, Kirnara Loka, Apsara Loka, the earthly planets, and the planets of birds. He also worshipped many other living entities who presented themselves in the sacrificial arena. With folded hands he worshipped all these, as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the personal associates of the Lord by offering sweet words and as much wealth as possible. After this function, they all went back to their respective abodes, following the footsteps of Lord Vishnu. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In modern so-called scientific society, the idea is very prevalent that there is no life on other planets, but that only on this earth do living entities with intelligence and scientific knowledge exist. The Vedic literatures, however, do not accept this foolish theory. The followers of Vedic wisdom are fully aware of various planets' inhabitants by varieties of living entities such as the demigods, the sages, the pitas, the gandharvas, the panagas, the kirnaras, charanas, the siddhas and apsaras. The Vedas give information that in all planets, not only within this material sky but also in the spiritual sky, there are varieties of living entities. Although all these living entities are of one spiritual nature, in quality the same as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they have varieties of bodies due to the embodiment of the spirit soul by the eight material elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence and false ego. In the spiritual world, however, there is no such distinction between the body and the embodied. In the material world, distinctive features are manifested in different types of bodies in the various planets. We have full information from the Vedic literature that in each and every planet, both material and spiritual, there are living entities of varied intelligence. The Earth is one of the planets of the Bhuloka planetary systems. There are six planetary systems above Bhuloka and there are seven planetary systems below it. Therefore, the entire universe is known as Chaturdasha Bhuvana, indicating that it has 14 different planetary systems. Beyond the planetary systems in the material sky, there is another sky which is known as Parabhyama or the spiritual sky, where there are spiritual planets. The inhabitants of those planets engage in varieties of loving service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which include different rasas, relationships known as Dasya Rasa, Sakhya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa, and above all, Parakya Rasa. This Parakya Rasa or Paramour love is prevalent in Krishna Loka, where Lord Krishna lives. This planet is also Golok Vrindavan, and although Lord Krishna lives there perpetually, he also expands himself in millions and trillions of forms. In one of such forms, he appears in this material planet in a particular place known as Vrindavan Dham, where he displays his original pastimes of Golok Vrindavan Dham in the spiritual sky in order to attract the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So in this verse, Maitreya Rishi telling to Vidura that when Prithvi Maharaj, as a result, successful result of his sacrifice yajna, Lord Vishnu arrived, and then when yajna finished, he got the blessings of Vishnu, then he's offering his respect to Vishnu. And here important thing you have to see, he is not offering obeisances to Vishnu only. He is offering obeisances along with Vishnu, along with all his associates from the spiritual world, to all other living entities like Gandharvas, Kirnaras, Panagas, Apsaras, including the living entities of the earthly planets, which could be the ordinary living entities. So from this we have to learn that when we respect Lord Vishnu, we can't respect Lord Vishnu alone, because Lord Vishnu is never alone. He can never be alone. So we have to respect everybody. Then our yajna is successful. Sometimes we see, because our acharyas have told that demigod worship is not good or not meant for us, or only less intelligent people, they worship demigods. So sometimes we are very allergic to demigods. We can't ISKCON devotees, we cannot stand with demigods. But Chaitanya Bhagavat states that as long as you are not respectful to demigods, you will never get Krishna Bhakti. So we have to speak of respecting demigods. A Krishna Bhakta will be respectful to all the living entities. I remember once I was in Holland, in Den Haag. So there is many Suriname people, they are from Indian background. So there are many Hindu temples also. So devotees, they took me to a Hindu temple. So Hindu temple means all demigods are there, Kali, Shiv, Ganesh. So then when I entered into the temple, so as I saw Lord Shiva, so I offered obeisances. Then next one was some Saraswati, then I had to offer obeisances. So at the end there is Krishna sitting. So when I went and offered obeisance to Krishna also, so the pujari, he was very surprised. Then he called me, said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I am from ISKCON." So, but you are offering obeisances to everybody. So why, what is the problem? Then he has mentioned ISKCON devotees come. They don't look even if this side, they straight go to Krishna. They don't look anybody. Of course, at certain point, these examples are given. So much so, just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he has so much attached to Srimati Radharani. He would not know anybody else except Radharani. So much so, there's so much adverse to Chandravali, somebody brought some buttermilk by leaf. There is in Chandravali's birthplace, there's a tree that is a leaf like a cup. Someone brought this buttermilk by leaf from that village where Chandravali has taken birth. And Raghunath Das Goswami became very angry and threw that. Why you brought a leaf from her village? So that means, of course, he has developed that much attachment to Radharani that he is adverse even to Chandravali. But what we do? We become adverse like that to Chandravali. We can't become adverse like that. We cannot pretend. Yes, we are very, we should be that much attached to Krishna that we don't want to develop or relationship with anything else. What to speak of worldly people, what to speak of demigods. Even if some acharya is saying, I think same Raghunath Das Goswami maybe, that be very careful when you are going doing your bhajan, you are going to promote yourself to Golok Vrindavan. So on the way you have to pass all these things, Bhulaka, Bhuvalaka, Swalaka, Mahalaka, then there is Vishnu. Don't be attracted by his aishwarya, opulence, get stuck there. Then your life is doomed. Okay, that much intense love he has for Krishna, but for me, I don't know, I can go to Vaikuntha or not, what to speak of Golok Vrindavan. So I have to be very, very careful. Not to be adverse to Vishnu or to the demigods, things like this. And the real process is that we develop love to Krishna, but we develop Shraddha to everybody. Love to Krishna, but respect to everybody. This is what Prithu Maharaj is teaching us. But until, unless we develop respect to each and every living entity, our yajna will not be perfected. Whatever yajna we are doing will not be perfected. Because Lord is never alone. Lord's importance increases when all his associates are there. You go to Jagannath temple, Jagannath opulence is high, very great. Why his opulence is so great? Because all the demigods are surrounding, sitting next to him. What if you go Jagannath sitting alone there, nobody is there? No, he would not be so opulent. Lord's opulence magnified and all his associates are there. His glory becomes more higher when all these demigods and associates are there. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went South India tour and Orissa, wherever he is going, to any Shiva temple, things like that, he is very respectful, chanting and dancing, and very respectful. So that is what this verse speaks. And we have to learn from Prithu Maharaj. If that is the most important in your life, to learn to respect others. To learn to respect others, thinking how small I am. Because this is the secret of the spiritual kingdom. To learn how small I am. The material world, it is opposite. We are all very eager to be how big I am. That is our goal of life. Here our parents, they become very proud and they teach us. You live in society by raising your head, you know, like this. Don't go down. That is culture. The parents, they feel very happy. Oh, my son has become so big. And we all try to become very big. So that is goal of our life, how to become big. You know why we all try to become big? Each of us, we want to become God. We are competing with God. We want to become equal to God. We want to become one with God. We want to remove Him and we only become God. This endeavor is not only with common people, with everybody, each and every living entity. Starting from an ant all the way up to Brahma. Directly, indirectly, a small amount, a greater amount. Everybody is simply trying to become God, to become great. Everybody wants to become great. Everybody wants to become big. You know why everybody wants to become big? Why nobody wants to say, oh, let me try my best how to become small? Anybody endeavoring, putting all his energy, how small I can become? Nobody try for that. No one. Everybody struggles. Let me become very big. You know what is the reason behind this? Why everybody wants to become big? Because everybody wants to become God. Because everybody try how big I will become. But God is very clever. He is very clever. Everybody has given an impression. God means great. Everybody knows God means great. That impression God has given. So in this way, very nicely God cheating us. God telling, oh, you want to become God like me? You become very great, so you can become like me. So everybody endeavoring, striving, how great I will become. But God is very clever. But he has another aspect. God is not God, that he is greater than the greatest. That is not the only quality of God, he is greater than the greatest. So there is another aspect of him which has made him God. God has not become God because he is greater than the greatest. He is greater than the greatest and also he is smaller than the smallest. Anur anyan mahata mahiyan. So he is smaller than the smallest. So that part in material world we forget. We all want to become the greater than the greatest. Nobody wants to become smaller than the smallest. Then how can we compete with God? We want to defeat God. We want to become equal with God. But God has a secret. He will never give us chance to be equal with Him. He will never give us chance to become greater than Him. And what is that secret? The secret is, never we would like to become smaller than the smallest. But He likes that. He has that quality to become smaller than the smallest. So that is the difference between spiritual world and material world. Here we all strive to become greater than the greatest, but we have no nature to become smaller than the smallest. But Bhakti Yoga teaches us this secret. Bhakti Yoga teaches us this secret. That's why we say that we are servant of Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we are not servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Padakamala Dasa Dasana Dasaham minimizes our position. So insignificant, smaller than the smallest, mentality is there in spiritual world. This mood is there. Here competition is how great I can become. In the spiritual world competition is how smaller I can become. Including the Supreme Personality of Godhead also. God also always trying. How subordinate I will become, how smaller I can become. So that is the secret of the spiritual world. And if we don't practice that from here, never will get chance to go back. So that's why saying every event, any yajna, culminates or becomes successful when at the end, the person who is performing yajna, he respects everybody. I have told before, I remember, like in Varnashram Dharma, the Brahmanas are very respectful. Kshatriyas are very respectful. Of course, Prabhupada is saying, in due course of time, Brahman misused these things. They took advantage, then they exploited the society. But in real Varnashram Dharma, Brahmanas were not only the respected personalities. Real Varnashram Dharma, every ashram, every varnas were respected, including Shudras, including untouchable peoples also are respected by high class people. I remember in our village when we have some ceremony, some Shraddha ceremony, some marriage ceremony. So Vedic life is designed in such a way, you cannot lead your life other to help of others. You have to depend upon everybody. As one group of people, traditionally their family will be only saving your head. One person will be saving the head of all the people of that village. Some family people, they'll wash cloth of everybody in that village. Some families, they'll provide clay pots, potters, everybody in the village. So specific people can do only specific job. So that is how they are controlling. If somebody misbehave, then what will happen? The whole village non-cooperate. The porters will not give any clay pots, the barber will not come to save his head, and the washerman will not wash his clothes. So they're all interdependent like this. They're all depending upon each other. So to depend upon each other, they have to respect each other. The Brahman also depends upon a Shudra. Brahman depends upon a barber also. He depends upon a washerman also. So in this way, interdependence are there. So I remember some Shraddha ceremony takes place. Then for that, you need a Brahman, you need the barber, you need the washerman, all variety, you need the potter because you need new clay pots, all kinds of you need. And in Vedic time, the village was structured like that. When the kings were established some village, they must put all kinds of people, some brahmanas, some potters, some people to make oil, some people to make cloth, some all kinds of, in one village. It's completely, that village complete, because all kinds of people are there, and they work together, and they live very happily. So that is the point I was trying to make. When we do some Shraddha ceremony, I remember, at the end of the ceremony, my mother has to give dakshina and some cloth. So she would offer obeisances to the brahmanas, she would offer obeisances to barbers, should offer obeisances to washermans, the washermans, because they are untouchables. In normal time, they can't enter our house. They have to sit in the courtyard. They are so untouchable. But on time of the ceremony comes, my father and mother both have to go and offer him obeisances. In ordinary time, they would offer obeisances 20 feet before that offer. But this day, they have to offer obeisances. This is so much respect. This is the Vedic life. So much love and affection, respect to each other. And how can we become pure devotee? The basic things is not there. Respecting each other, love, affection is not there. How can we elevate ourselves to higher state of Krishna consciousness? So this is very nice teaching, Prithu Maharaj. Apane asare dharma jivere sikhai. The God always come here. And he himself, by his own behavior, his Supreme Personality of Godhead, his own behavior, he is teaching that how one has to be respectful to everybody. In purport, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing on a very special subject matter, that ignorance of the people of this material world, that they are trying to understand everything. By their limited intelligence, they are concluding there are no living entities on the other planets. Of course, by common sense, we cannot believe what the scientists say. The example I used to give, like 40 years, 50 years before, there is no bacteria, existence of bacteria known to scientists. But when they invented microscope, now they come to know that bacteria is existing. So in this argument, 50, 60 years before, scientists were saying there is no bacteria. On that basis, we can't accept, oh, there is no bacteria, because scientists are saying there is no bacteria. The same way, scientists are saying there is no life in other planets. We can't accept it, because maybe they don't know there is no life in other planets. Just like nowadays, scientists are before they are saying that the fire burns all the germs, everything. But now they are saying in the fire, still life is there. Living entities are existing. But Prabhupada is saying it, or Vedic literature saying long before. In sun planets, living entities are existing also there. The point is, how can the scientists with their limited knowledge, they can understand about the whole cosmic manifestation? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna telling to Arjuna, after explaining his Vibhuti Yoga, his opulence, he's telling Arjuna, what shall I tell you about my Vibhuti? All you know by the fraction of my Vibhuti, the whole entire cosmic manifestations has come to existence, the fraction of my Vibhuti. Then how you understand the whole creation? What to speak of this material cosmic manifestation, the spiritual world, the parabhyama, Prabhupada explaining, beyond this material sky, there is Parabhyama, known as Chit Akash, the spiritual sky. And how big it is, nobody knows. I don't know if Krishna knows or not, how big it is. How big it is. And that Parabhyama, unlimited Parabhyama, there is person, small person. The example is given just like we have the sky, the whole material sky, one small cloud is there. It's like that manifests. When material creation starts to manifest, just imagine the sky we see, we can see in that sky a cloud. What is this cloud? It's nothing. So that is what happens in the spiritual sky, this cloud appears. So that is Mahavishnu, the Brahmandas, the material world, not Brahma, the material world, Jada Jagat. Now within that Jada Jagat, which is very, very small in compared to unlimited Chid Akasar Parabhyama, in that Jada Jagat, there are unlimited Brahmandas, millions and trillions of Brahmandas. And our Brahmanda is the smallest Brahmanda. There are much more bigger Brahmandas than us. You must have heard that pastime when Brahma went to meet with Krishna in Dwaraka. Brahma told the gatekeeper, please tell Krishna that Brahma wants to meet with him. Then Dwarapal went and asked, Brahma, do you want to see you? Then Krishna said, which Brahma is that? Then Dwarapal came back and said, which Brahma are you? So Brahma is very surprised. Which Brahma I am? Brahma is thinking, I am the only Brahma. Then Brahma said, okay, you tell him, the four-headed Brahma, who had four sons, Chatushkumar's father. Chatushkumar's father, four-headed Brahma has come. Then Krishna told, okay, you come inside. Then Brahma went, offered his obeisances. Then Krishna said, please tell me, how can I help you? Then Brahma said, before you help me for others, please help me understanding that you are telling which Brahma, what which Brahma in this Brahman, I am the only Brahma. So why are you asking which Brahma? Then Krishna smiled, oh, you think you are the only Brahmas? Then Krishna did meditation, then he called Brahmas. One Brahma came, 100 heads. 1,000 heads, 10,000 heads, 100,000 heads, 1,000,000 heads. Can you imagine one man has a million heads, how he will look like, how his size will be? 1,000,000 heads, Brahma, because our Brahman is the smallest Brahmanda, so 400 Brahma can manage it. There are so big, big Brahmandas are there, that Brahma needs million heads to start the creation. And all the Shivas also came like that. 500 Shiva, 180 Shivas. So our Brahma is sitting there like a fly, small fly. All these big, big personalities sitting with folded handed in front of Lord Krishna. You believe this? You believe? How you believe this? In Dwaraka, Krishna must have a room where he was moving, some people were moving. How in that room can somebody fit with 1,000,000 heads, with 1,000 heads and hundreds of Brahmas, Shivas, sitting? How can it happen? But that is the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is Aishwarya. That is what Krishna is telling. This is my Aishwarya. How in small things, so big, but ordinary people will not understand. Ordinary people will not understand. They say, oh, these are all bogus things. Just see. And these are all bogus things. How all these millions of heads of the Maharaj sitting and telling million heads, 10 million heads of Brahma came? These are all the stories of grandma, grandma stories. It's not true. Krishna has that opulent, and that has been proved also in scriptures. So that is the whole cosmic manifestation. That is our Brahmanda, the smallest Brahmanda. In our Brahmanda, there are 14 planetary systems in one Brahmanda. Each Brahmanda, Prabhupada saying, Chaturdasa Bhuvana. ఈచ్ బ్రహ్మ ఆ చతుర్దశ భువన హోర్ ఇస్ ఇస్ చతుర్దశ భువన ది మహావిష్ణు దెన్ గర్భదక్ష విష్ణు గర్భదక్ష విష్ణు లైంగ్ అన్ గర్భ ఓసన్ గర్భ ఉదక్ గర్భ ఓసన్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇస్ నాభల్ దిస్ లోటస్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దిస్ 14 ప్లానటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఆన్ ది స్టెమ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లోటస్ ఇన్సైడ్ ది స్టెమ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లోటస్ ఆల్ 14 ప్లానటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆర్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ సో లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఈజ్ లయింగ్ ఆన్ టాప్ ఆఫ్ ది వాటర్ యూజువలీ లోటస్ గ్రోజ్ ఇన్ ది వాటర్ లోటస్ గ్రోజ్ ఇన్ ది వాటర్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు లయింగ్ ఆన్ టాప్ ఆఫ్ ది వాటర్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇస్ నేవల్ దిస్ లోటస్ ఈజ్ గ్రోయింగ్ ఆన్ ది డ్రై దిస్ నో వాటర్ దిస్ లోటస్ ఈజ్ గ్రోయింగ్ ఇన్ ది స్కై హౌ లోటస్ కెన్ గ్రో ఇన్ ది స్కై sometimes has a feeling of surprise how it is possible lotus will grow inside the water not in the sky then it will become like a akash kusuma people will say you are saying akash kusum phantasmagoria but it's not true then one day I came to know no it's not like that this lotus is not growing in the sky lord vishnu is lying above the water of garbhosan but his navel is so big it's like a huge lake big deep lake that lake is so deep all these 14 planetary systems are existing and on top of that there is lotus flower where brahma is manifesting I don't know how one can comprehend the explanations like this and these 14 planetary systems భూలక భూబల్లక సోలక మహల్లక జనలక తపలక సత్యలక దెన్ డౌన్ వార్డ్ 7 సుతల అతల బితల తలతల మహతల రసతల పాతల దర్ ఇస్ 14 ప్లానటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ భువన ది కాల్డ్ భువన చతుర్దశ భువన కాల్డ్ త్రిభువన అండ్ చతుర్దశ భువన త్రిభువన మీన్స్ స్వర్గ మర్త పాతాల త్రిభువన ది భూలక మర్తలక స్వర్గలక మీన్స్ ఆల్ heavenly planetary systems and martalaka means all lower planetary systems and earthly planet is a small portion of bhulaka the earth planet itself is not bhulaka this one level earthly planet is one of that and that is the smallest planet earthly planet and earthly planet is divided into 7 continents as asia continent in asia continent there are many many countries india is one country and india there are many many states west bengal is one state in west bengal there are many many districts nadia is one district nadia district there are many many villages mayapur is one village in mayapur there are many many houses iskan mayapur is one of those in iskan mayapur there are many many houses and panchayat extension hall is one of those and we are sitting here So you have to, we should understand our position, how big we are, to understand. And scientists, they just tell, okay, there is no living entities in other planetary systems. There is no living entities there. So how can we come to conclusion that there are no living entities in the other planets? Prabhupada said, everywhere there are living entities. In the whole material world and also in the spiritual world. Everywhere there are living entities and Prabhupada saying there is one difference living entities in material world and living entity in spiritual world and what is the difference the difference is this material world there is spirit soul with spiritual ingredients and material body with material ingredients but spiritual world there is no such distinction that the whole body is spiritual in spiritual world the living entity the cows the calves the human beings everything but there but it is not like there is spirit soul within their body there is no spirit soul within their body because whole body is spirit I think there is no paramatma in their body also there is no paramatma in spiritual world because param brahma bhagwan krishna is personally there so no paramatma In their body, no Atma, no Paramatma. The whole body is Atma. When that Atma comes here, become Baddha conditions, the spiritual sparks stay here within our heart, covered by this material body. Thus, there is no distinction. The body and the soul, the whole thing is the soul, spiritual. How to speak of body and soul? Everything is spiritual. The building is spiritual. I don't know, the trees are spiritual, the clay, stone, water, everything is spiritual, everything conscious there. Everything conscious. Everything can speak, everything can relate. It's must be very strange, not strange, for us to understand. Like Prabhupada explaining how everything is conscious there. It's like spiritual world. Mother Yashoda, she cooks. She cooks in the kitchen room. But here, in our material world, when our mother put something in the oven to cook, then they have to do some work outside. Then they have to go time to check. Maybe it will get overcooked. The rice, they'll push the rice, see, is overcooked or not. But spiritual world, Mother Yashoda, no need to go time and check whether it's overcooked or not. She'll be sitting in the courtyard, churning the butter, and cook rice being cooked there. She'll ask, rice, are you cooked? Then rice will reply, no, I am not yet cooked. Then after some, are you cooked? Yes, ma'am, I am cooked. Then she'll just go and take it off from the oven. Is that much conscious, spiritual conscious? Everything, everybody. Very interesting things our acharyas are telling. Just like when Mother Yashoda was feeding milk, and the milk on the oven was overflowing. Our acharyas is overflowing. Why it is overflowing? Because milk is thinking that I can't be engaged in Krishna service, because Krishna is drinking the breast milk, milk from Mother Yashoda, then his stomach will be full. So what's for I should be here? I commit suicide. So that's a milk is overflowing to commit suicide, burn into the fire. So thing is like this, everything is conscious there. So the point is, we just have to accept it with our limited intelligence. Until unless we go and perceive how it is, it's very difficult to comprehend. There's no influence of time in spiritual world. Na tat bhasta surja na sasanga na bhavakah. There's no electricity, there's no moon, no sun. But there is morning, there is evening, there is noon. All these things are there. How it is? There is no moon rising. It's very difficult. There is no influence of time. There must be somewhere understanding. Just like I was telling, there is no influence of time. I was giving a class in Amsterdam. At the end of the class, when Mataji, old Mataji said, no, Maharaj, there is influence of time. So how is that? There is influence of spiritual time. There is spiritual time. Then she was explaining something I could not understand. Maybe next time I'll find out. She was telling that here time pass straight like this. But there time is there, or time is going in circle some way. Our acharyas have somewhere explained how time is there, but that time is different from the time of our material world. The time devours everything, things passes. But time is there, but things not passes, but past time still takes place. How they fit with each other? It's a big mechanism, big science there. They're saying from one place, how do, like the waves, you put a stone in the pond, the waves go, the time passes like that. So when time growing, still people just remain same. They don't become old. They always remain ever youthful. Very interesting is there. But sometimes the question comes to me, if everybody is youthful there, then how Krishna will have a grandmother, grandfather, elderly ladies, they're all young. So many things that we can't understand. Though our acharyas, they have tried their best how to make us understand. But the point is, the influence of time, that is the fourth dimension. Here we have length, breadth and height, three dimension. This fourth dimension is there. How it is, we don't know. Maybe one day we'll understand, because now we have 3D, now we have 4D also. They are showing in film, a 3D film and 4D film also, 3 dimension and 4 dimension. But to understand spiritual world, 4th dimension, how it is, in Sanskrit called Turiya. Turiya means the 4th dimensional. Very difficult to comprehend all these things. But we just have to accept and practice devotional service. Maybe by practicing devotional service, gradually, you can relate to these subject matters. Krishna is saying, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. I will give that intelligence. But if you don't accept, you just try to understand things by your own intelligence, by measuring the things, by your own understanding. As the scientists, they measure to understand things the way they can understand. If they cannot understand, nothing is existing. That example I had given before, there's an old lady. The ladies, she used to cook. She had a lota, a cup. She used to measure every day to cook how much rice she will put, how much dal she will put, how much water. So whole life she is measuring everything through this lota. So one day she wanted to buy some cloth. So there is nobody in the house. So she went to shop to buy some cloth. So this shopkeeper has to measure the cloth. So he brought a scale. He's measuring the cloth with the scale. And the woman said, what is that? No, I have to measure the cloth to give to you. No. Why are you using this scale? I always use by the lota. You should use this lota to measure. How you can measure this sari by the lota? By lota, he's using scale. The lady does not accept. No, you are cheating me. You have to measure this. So he put some cloth into the lota and give to her. So the same way you will get cheated. If you try to understand by measuring spiritual subject by your own intelligence, will be cheated like this old lady also. So you should give some space, some freedom to our intelligence, to accept things. There are some things that are not possible to comprehend by my intelligence. Then gradually cultivate our intelligence to understand. And if we block ourselves, then how can understand anything? Of course, by material intelligence we cannot understand. This is saying, Tesang satata yuktanang bhajatang pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam. If we engage in devotional service, Krishna will give that intelligence which we can understand. Then of course Prabhupada has given very nice conclusive discussion about different rasas, dasya, sakha, vatsalya, madhur. Beyond madhur ras, is there any ras? Beyond madhur ras, have you heard any ras? Prabhupada mentioned there is one more rasa, is parakya rasa. There is another very special subject matter in loving relationship. How parakya rasa and separation, the most highest. Separation is so much interesting. As I was just reading yesterday, all you know the past times, that how Krishna was there with Radharani and was even bumblebee was disturbing Radharani, sitting on her ears, and Krishna told Madhu Mangal, you chase this bumblebee away. Then Madhu Mangal chased bumblebee away, then came back said, oh, Madhusudan has gone. Then Radharani thought, oh, Madhu means Krishna had gone. So she started to cry. She is sitting in the lap of Krishna. In the lap of Krishna, but she can't see Krishna. Then Krishna was very surprised. She said, oh my Krishna, why did you left me? Krishna was very surprised. What kind of love she has? She's sitting in my lap. She cannot see me. She's crying. And nothing can pacify her. Then Krishna becomes so moved that he also started to cry. And so much crying that created a pond. That sarovar is still the Prem Sarovar. So our acharyas are explaining. So that is the reason why Krishna left Vrindavan. Because Krishna is thinking, if I am with Radharani, she is going through this trouble. Sometimes I am not with Radharani, but Radharani in separation from me, she becomes very worried. Then if she sees tamal tree, thinking I am tamal tree, she embraces and feels pacified. At least she feels pacified. So Krishna coming to conclusion,
I am with Radharani, she will never become pacified, her life will be more horrible. So, but I stay away. So, thinking was of smell, tamal tree, there is some way to become pacified. So, this is so intense in spiritual world, in separation. But Krishna goes, my point is in the material world, how can some intelligent, most intelligent scientists, philosopher, whatever it is, what Bhagavatam describes, we cannot come close to think things like this. What to speak of understanding and what to speak of achieving these things, all these so-called material intellectuals, they cannot come close to these kinds of understanding, this kind of information within it, existing in the spiritual, in this material realm. But these are revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita for our benefit to understand. जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रीमद् भक्तवृंद की हरे कृष्ण।